Look who it is. Sam.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to be gone today.
You know what?
You blew it off, did you?
Take one for the team.
I'm going to get crazy today. I'm going to run with scissors and everything.
Should we expect a knock at the door here shortly?
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would
be really wonderful.
Well,
see. On the letter I got for jury duty, it says the day before, call this number or go check out our Facebook page to find out if we still need you the next day.
And so
I checked their Facebook page and it said the jury duty for the next day was canceled. You're free. You don't have to worry about coming in.
Did they give you a reason?
No, I don't need a reason.
I'm just curious.
This was the legit site for this, right? I'm just asking
this
for
is
the court.
Mr. Safety right? here.
Yes, and you know, trust me. I looked at it, closed Facebook,
went back
in on a different computer.
That's so
I had
funny.
My phone once, my laptop once, just to make
That's
sure.
So
because
you.
I'm not going to follow the law just for not showing up for jury duty.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, because if you would have misread it, then you really.
It was one of those ones where I read it really close. It said that's the date. This is the correct month, so I'm off.
And Circuit Court of Appeals wasn't spelled with a K.
So I'm assuming now they just take everybody that was supposed to be today and throw them back in the hat.
In the pool.
And it'll come back up again.
Right. You hope so.
And with any luck, it'll take as long as it did the first time.
Okay.
I thought you were looking forward to be a foreman.
I was forward
to being a foreman, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's so funny to me. When we left yesterday and I thought, well, we won't see Sam tomorrow, I thought, does he really want to be a foreman? Because... For instance, we've been knowing you for a long time, working with you for a long time. You know, when we're in meetings here at work, you don't jump to the front of the room and run things or manage things. You stay back and make jokes.
He is Mr. Punchline. Yeah,
right.
Because those meetings seem to move along. I'm not saying that my fellow jurors would be slow about things.
Oh.
But, you know, it's...
For you, it would be about moving things along.
We have a job to do. Let's do the job.
Oh, nice.
You know, I don't want to talk about a Pinterest page or do this stuff. You know, we're here. We were asked to come here and perform our civic duty. Let's perform it.
So you act like
things moving along.
Right. Nice. But I would guess that everybody in the room is not really interested in prolonging anything.
No.
Right?
Yeah, I would hope.
So they're probably going to talk about, you know, the issues.
The case. That,
yeah. And that's probably where things would stall.
Well, I, for one, am glad you're here today instead of in the courtroom.
Is that the consensus? Are we all in agreement on this verdict?
Yes, we are.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, iconic things that are a part of our lives every day that turn 50 this year. Iconic things that turn 50 this year.
Okay.
Do you like knowing this kind of stuff? Does it make you...
74? Yeah.
In the 70s. Yeah, 74 specifically.
No, you know, in the 70s.
I'm just reading about the 70s being an era of invention, so all this stuff came down. And it's older now, and it's a part of our lives.
Yeah.
And Murphy loves this kind of stuff. I can't believe this is years old.
But, I mean, I was really, I'm more of a child of the 80s, but, I mean, I was a little bitty in the 70s, but there are things I remember.
Okay, so Post-it notes were invented in the 70s. Turned 50 this year. Turned 50 this year. I use Post-it notes every day. I write myself little notes.
Weren't those an accident, too?
Yeah, they were. It was supposed to be a super glue type adhesive, and it went soft.
Yeah.
But
I love that story.
But the thing about Post-it notes, to me, that was an 80s thing.
I
don't remember. You know what I mean? I don't remember those coming along.
Well, maybe it started in the
70s.
Obviously in 74.
It just took 10 years to catch on.
Sure. Or to be marketed, packaged, and marketed correctly.
You're right.
That process is a long process.
Yeah, you're right.
The Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, wait,
I didn't know
really?
That.
I would have thought that's been around for longer
Me
than that.
Me too, because I felt like it's always been a part of our consciousness.
Was Heimlich a doctor? Was he Dr. Heimlich or just Mr. Heimlich? I don't remember.
I don't know, but he had his own maneuver.
Yeah, he did.
I don't remember that. Connect Four.
Yeah, well.
You don't like that game, do you?
It's all right.
Yeah, I know.
It's just checkers up, standing up.
Standing up, checkers.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I had to think about that one.
You didn't have Connect Four?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you weren't missing much.
Yeah. Checkers.
DayQuil is 50 years old this year.
Oh.
Nice.
Wait, really?
That's what I'm...
DayQuil?
DayQuil.
Man, I thought that was like in the last 20 years or
I know. It seems newish because NyQuil took all the glory. Like, NyQuil was the thing. But DayQuil apparently was introduced.
Would like to stay awake in the daytime. Nope.
You know what's crazy about that is that shows you what a simpler time it was because it was so revolutionary. Yeah. This medicine won't put you to sleep. You know,
this medicine will.
Right.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
People magazine turning 50.
Oh, really? People wasn't around before that?
UPC barcodes turning 50
that
this
makes sense.
Year. And maybe one of my favorites from the master Stephen King, his first novel, Carrie.
Tell me, Mama.
Which became a movie that freaked us all out.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Jimmy Kimmel has been very busy now that he has the Academy Awards behind him.
Look, kids, it's Barbie and Ken sitting just near each other. Ryan and Margo, I want you to know that even if neither one of you wins an Oscar tonight, you both already won something much more important, the genetic lottery.
I think he will go down in history as one of the, you know, best people to handle that show really well. He's done it, this was his fourth time doing it. A really good job. So he's moving. I still has the TV show, although they're not renewing his contract. Like, it's going to be a couple more years of that show, and then he's going to move on to other things, including his own production company called Kimmelot.
And that's cute.
He's producing something for Hulu that's going to land on April 20th, 420, called High Hopes.
Oh.
It's a 6-episode series about two brothers who oversee a weed business in the new age of legal marijuana in L.A.
Hmm.
So he just wants to delve into other projects. Is it a lot of Kimmel comedy in there?
I'm not sure.
Because if he's only producing it, we'll see. Anyway, it's called High Hopes. It debuts on Hulu on April 20th. I'm sure you can remember that date.
420, yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Keep the Wow Wednesday.
Yes, we are ready to hear from you about your personal wows. And you can call them into 877-310-4MSJ. Keep the Wow time, guys.
Okay. It is Keep the Wow Wednesday.
Your motto.
It is a motto about remembering and keeping with you the times you have wowed yourself. Don't let the negative self-talk be what talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remind yourself, I did this. Mm-hmm. I got through this. Right?
Yes.
So from our Instagram and Facebook pages, Becca says, building a career and a family at the same time has definitely been my biggest Keep the Wow. I have 3 kids. 2 were twins while I was still in college full time and also working.
Wow. That's
mad
a lot.
Respect.
Yeah.
I have the best job now and we just had our 4th baby.
Hmm.
Becca says all the hard work pays off and the sense of accomplishment and fulfillment is huge. Surely.
Well, congrats on that.
Man, you're going to look back on your life too, because when you have kids and they're that age, Murphy, you were talking about that the other day about what a roller coaster it is.
Yeah.
Because you know, once you're in it, you're in it. You're in the life. And that's why it seems to fly, because you're so busy raising them and taking care of them and just getting from one day to the next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every day really fills itself up. Yeah.
It does. When you look back, it's like, whoa, if I had to overthink that, I would have not attempted it.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so thank you for that, Becca. Rand says on the same subject of, and Rand writes us a lot on the same subject of, you know, managing it all. I'm the fortunate and proud result of a dedicated mom. She ran a tight ship, was the envy of several friends when she'd make us snowballs in the backyard in the heat of summer. So sweet.
Mm.
Deanna says, as a divorced mom, I was raising these 3 monkeys and went back to school to use my GI Bill, and I became an accountant. Now 2 out of the 3 of these munchkins, she's got all kinds of names for the kids,
love the nickname.
Are out of the house. Mm. One is even a U.S. Marine.
Ooh. Wow. Oh,
wow. Congrats. My wow is the amazing family I found in scouting. Made lifelong friends and could not have done it without them and my parents. It does take a village, and I had a great one.
Hmm.
So cool for you, Deanna. Awesome.
We've had a lot of scouting emails lately.
You know, and it all started with talking about Girl Scout
cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shout out and keep it coming. Let us know about your wows. 877-310-4MSJ.
Up next, Jody's 3 things to know today. 3 things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number 1, it's called O-Pill. For the first time ever in this country, women can get birth control pills online or at a pharmacy without a prescription, so Opill. You can even order them on Amazon. The manufacturer says that once they're in stock, you can also get them at Walmart, CVS, and Target. $20 a month for $20 for a month's supply.
Yeah.
It's called Opill. And number two, do you know who Mackenzie Scott is? Does that name ring a bell?
No.
She is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, and if you remember, she promised to donate half of her wealth to charity. Well, it's been announced this week that she's done it. $640 million so far that she has donated to 361 different nonprofits. Some of them big, some of them small.
Well, that's nice that she got that many. 360.
She really dug in and was smart and strategic with her donations. I mean, for some of it, some of these organizations, it's transformative because they got like a $1 million check, you know, from her. And she'll continue to do it. And number three, starting early this year, earlier than we've ever seen at Home Depot, they've put out their Halloween lineup.
Oh, is this the 12-foot
skeletons and gruesome, all kinds of gruesome stuff. Hey. They say it's the earliest they've ever done it. But for some people, decorating for Halloween is a year-long project. So you can start now.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Got a little shakeup on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot.
What? Ozzy.
Well, yeah.
Ozzy needs to take it.
Ever since the fan voting opened, Ozzy's been number one, followed by Foreigner. Well, now we have a new group that is number one. Fans, I guess.
Fans getting together having a plan.
But the thing is, this group has been number one before, so.
And they've never made it yet?
And they still haven't made it in. Now, Foreigner's still number three.
Yes.
And Ozzy is still up there at number two.
I think we all agree he belongs.
Yeah, I think both Ozzy and Foreigner belong in there. And Frampton is number four. But new number one is the Dave Matthews Band.
All right.
And back in 2020, they led the fan vote.
Sure,
but they never made it in. So just keep in mind, the fan vote, millions of people are voting.
Yes.
And it's only going to be one ballot.
Right.
They take the top five off that one ballot, and they put it in with all the music industry people who are voting. So all of this hoo-ha is just for one ballot anyway.
All this hoo-ha is for one ballot.
So
on an election year, you remember that, kids.
And plus, when Ozzy fans hear this, they'll, you know,
they're
start
gonna
voting
band
right away.
Together.
Yeah.
By the way, I voted twice so far, and I voted for Ozzy each time.
Wait. You can vote more than once?
Yeah, you vote every day.
How do you think Dave Matthews got in the top again above Ozzy?
Okay.
There's more people in Dave Matthews' band than Ozzy's. No. moving on. Eagles are now pretty close to signing on for the Vegas Sphere.
Oh, that's good.
There was talk about them doing it, but now it looks like September through December, a 10-week run there. And that's great because that's a band I would love to see. If they do it upright with all the visuals, it's going to be
That'll be really cool.
Now, you two just finished. And before we get to the Eagles, we're going to have Fish jam band.
Yes.
And we're going to have the Dead and Company,
another
jam band, which is going to take over for a little while. Cool. And this is kind of cool. Toby Keith is going into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Posthumously.
Posthumously. Interestingly, the voting results were tabulated a couple days before he passed away.
Oh, really?
So it came in. It's like, hey, Toby made it. But they didn't inform him right away, so he didn't know when he passed. Yeah. He gets in as the current artist. Mm-hmm. The person that goes in as the veteran artist. Mm-hmm. Jody, I know you're going to know this song. Then we were
swinging. John Anderson.
Yes!
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, right.
Woo! Wow. Soundtrack of my childhood right there.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
On the way next, though, you're going to clarify it for us, the difference between Bluebirds, Campfire Girls, and Girl Scouts.
Social Media Connect.
I think this all started with cookies. Girl Scout cookies specifically.
Oh, okay.
This discussion about Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, selling methods and, you know, letting them sell cookies themselves and such. And then we started talking about our histories and that I was a Bluebird.
Yeah.
For 1 year in first grade, I was a Bluebird. And then nothing. I did nothing after that. Well, I mean, I did. I played basketball. And it's like student
shut
council.
It down after the first grade, didn't you?
Yeah. All those missing years.
Yeah. My first student council president. My first girlfriend was in Bluebirds. I just remembered that.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Was that in first grade, too?
Actually, yeah. It really was.
So Amy, you guys were saying, what was Bluebirds? What is like before Girl Scouts? Amy says Bluebirds were the precursor to Campfire Girls.
Oh.
That's right.
Thank you for that, Amy.
Okay,
My sisters and I participated in that group since Girl Scouts weren't around for them when they were young.
Oh.
So cool to know. Hmm. Did Campfire Girls become Girl Scouts?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it depends on who has.
Just accept the answer. Different
groups. Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah,
right.
I know. Anyway, thank you for that, Amy. Good to hear.
I do have one for you, Jody, from Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
It's about a book from the Not So Serious Book Club. Mm-hmm. Jody, you were saying a while back on the podcast about a new movie that's coming out.
Yes.
Apples Never Fall by the creator of Big Little Lies.
Right. Apples Never Fall is a TV series, a limited series, not a movie.
You're a devoted wife. And mom.
That's Annette Bening. Starring Annette Bening. And a big cast. Yes.
And Lisa says, isn't that one of the books you recommended?
Yes.
I believe I read that because you pointed it out. It's good.
Oh, cool, Lisa.
I haven't read Big Little Lies. I wanted to know if you read it or watched the Netflix series. Thanks.
So many answers for you, Lisa. Apples Never Fall is a series on Peacock now. And yes, you can watch it because it landed. It's based on the book Apples Never Fall by Leanne Moriarty, who also wrote Big Little Lies. And Big Little Lies is her best work, in my opinion, because I loved the book and I loved the series starring Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon. It's a big cast.
And the series has gone further than the book, right?
Right. There's like a season 3 coming of Big Little Lies. Yeah. But anyway, Apples Never Fall, you can watch on Peacock now.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
The search for James Bond seems to be getting closer for our next James Bond. Daniel Craig is done. He was James Bond for 15 years.
Doesn't seem like it.
It does to me. I remember having little babies when I first...
Oh. You have a point of reference.
Who's this guy? Exactly. So the name that's floating around, you probably saw it if you were on social media in the last couple of days. An actor named Aaron Taylor Johnson. He's a British actor. He's 33 years old. He's been in Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron and a lot of other movies. He has a rugged look, but also a handsome one. So know that.
Sounds like James Bond.
I'm still with, I still want Idris Elba, and don't you, Sam?
When was it we came to adopt man into the jungle?
For many reasons. Number one, he is suave.
Rugged.
He's a man's man. He's a ladies' man. And he's got that voice.
He's got it all. I know.
It just makes you want to hear it.
The word is, he was excited about that talk at first when everybody was throwing his name into the ring for the Bond. And then it became, I read this yesterday, it came about race. And he didn't want it to be that conversation. He would want to just be Bond.
Yeah.
And it's not being offered to him. And I don't think he's interested is the word. So the producers say that Aaron Taylor Johnson, Bond is his, should he wish to accept it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I have a personal styling question for my work spouses. You know, I am a single guy.
Yes, you are, Sam.
And sometimes I need to bounce things, since I don't have a better half, need to bounce things off of my work spouses.
Okay. Well, I consider myself your better half, you know.
We both
and Jody
are.
Jody, too, yeah.
We
I said spouses.
We are like a work spouse marriage,
yes,
all three
are.
Of us.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I should have addressed this sooner, but it goes back to an After the Show podcast from last week.
Okay.
Where we were talking about beauty, you know, and the eyebrow thing. Me having, you know, wild hairs in the eyebrow. And Jody gave some great advice. You need to go listen to that podcast.
Yeah.
But in discussing it, one of the things you mentioned, Murphy, is you get haircuts from Jennifer.
Yes.
And you said, yeah, and you still cut your own hair, Sam.
Yes.
So, no.
No, I didn't say it. I just said you don't have somebody looking out for you.
No,
you were asking about the eyebrow thing, and she's
not,
looking out for me, and yes, you cut your hair.
This is not a put-down or anything.
Right.
It's actually asking, because I haven't checked in since I started this.
Right.
Give me a, have I been doing a good job? This is all me, personally.
You want me, honestly?
Yeah.
I had forgotten that you cut your own hair since the pandemic, because it looks good. It looks great.
Ooh, I like that.
I had forgotten until Murphy pointed it out. So I'd forgotten, which is a compliment.
Which is good.
I'll tell you
because
so.
Every time I cut it, every couple of weeks, you know, the back is hard because you're doing it yourself. And
you can't see.
With the double mirror thing.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
Turn your head.
So
it's even. It looks great.
Yeah. How does that work? Do you like different attachments for different parts of your head?
Yeah, girlfriend. How does it work?
I'm just asking.
I give the whole head a 6.
Okay.
And then usually on the sides, I give it a 4 because for some reason a 6 on the side, my hair bows out.
Yes, yeah. So, I think I might have noticed that when you were first doing it. It was almost too even. There was a sheen. It was like a halo effect. But now, that's why I asked that, because it looks more like it should. Tapered on the sides, you know, whatever you want it to be on the top.
And I use that 4 on the back when I go from the bottom up like a,
nice.
Oh,
a little
nice.
Wave
okay.
to give it a little. And then I take everything off and I try to get the back straight.
Good for
and
you.
And over the ears, too.
Well, you're doing a great job.
I just, you know, I know this is selfish, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, it looks great.
You're supposed to run things by friends. That's what friends are there
to do. I just
want to
look good on the dating apps.
Right. So if you start picking the wrong, attachment or settings, yeah. we'll let you know.
Here's 3 things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number 1, it's spring now. So spring cleaning may come to mind. Well, here's what's up.
Not really.
It's really good for your physical and mental health, mm-hmm. especially for women. When women walk into a messy room, their cortisol levels spike, and that's not something that you want more of. Isn't that crazy? So no. The word is just start small. Pick one drawer, one closet, one room to focus on, and you will feel better.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then you're done for another year.
Number 2. Costco is selling a shed that has become a backyard retreat for millions. Double doors, windows that work, an optional floor that you can put on. It's become a home office for many, or a workout studio.
Or a tiny house.
Our tiny house for, like, maybe relatives. I don't know. They sell anywhere for $3,000 to $5,000. Been a game changer for many, available at Costco. It's called a little shed. Mm-hmm. And number 3, if you want to live longer, of course, diet. Exercise, genetics plays a part, but guess what else plays a big part? Being social.
Oh.
Having friendships and relationships. Yes, you can hang out and be social once a month if that's all you really want to do, or weekly, but for the best chance to live longer, a little bit, being a little social every day is the best way.
You're in the know. 3 things to know today.
Easter is coming, and we do have some really cool...
Is that Game of Thrones? Sorry, me and Jody are laughing.
Yeah, you have to clue me in.
Murphy knows about winter is coming.
Winter's coming.
That's right, and Game of Thrones just say winter's coming.
You don't really know what winter is, though, in Game of Thrones, unless you're a Thronie.
You know, and it's funny because I don't care.
But you do know what Easter is.
I do.
Easter is coming, and so some of our best... Easter recipes online for you already at murphysamandjody.com.
It has been interesting how many email and Facebook posts we've been getting about Girl Scouts and scouting in general and all that, just yes. how it bubbled
Campfire
up.
Campfire and bluebirds.
Yeah, and but it reminds me of a Cub Scout. I call it a fail because I never really did make it. You know, I guess the goal... We had
make it.
You never made it?
Is there a test at the end?
Well, I mean, they're badges.
Oh, correct. Okay.
Right? So I earned my wolf... And that's as far as I got, because I think you don't you get to be an Eagle Scout or something? Is that like the top one? I don't know. My point is,
we're so informed
after years, yeah,
right. And I kind of failed at that,
yeah.
But I really did enjoy the troop that I had. But I remember one of our outings was a disaster because this was one of the first times I'd ever left home, you know, for a weekend, and we were in one of these big RVs.
Oh.
And we went to, one of these little KOA-type parks, you know, where you connect.
How old were you?
I would have been
37.
I was 7 or 8 years old.
Okay, and you had never been away from home.
I hadn't. And so I got sick a couple of times while I was there because I was so nervous not to be home.
That's so
which
sad.
Is embarrassing.
You told
you
me
know?
That story.
I
you got
know.
Sick around your friends.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Well, it's really bad when you lock yourself in the bathroom, you know what I mean? And you
don't come Winnebago?
Out for, yeah, and you don't come out for a while. I mean, that was accidental, actually, so... But, you know.
The locking was accidental?
It was.
He'd never been in a Winnebago before.
But the den father that we had or whatever didn't really understand how to maintain an RV like that. And that you're actually supposed to empty the septic system.
Yeah.
Which
with all
God.
Of us, I guess, got full. So when we were driving back home, everything started coming out of the pipe on the top of the RV and hitting the cars behind us.
This is a horrible story.
Yeah. Well, it was horrible for the guy driving. There was a lot of honking and all that kind of stuff. And finally, he had to, you know, pull over and, you know.
Did you get a badge for this, Stu?
No, he got kicked out.
I think he got a ticket, actually.
Oh, that there, that's an RV.
Which was full.
Coming up next.
Such a lovely story, Murph, but we want to move on because we've asked the ladies to name your nail color. What is the name of your nail color? And you came through. We'll do that next. Ladies, let's get girly. You too, Sam. I know you want to. So I had asked on our Facebook and Instagram page, what is the name of your nail color? Because I have always, since I was a kid, been fascinated with the names of cosmetics. Lipstick color, I love the names of them. If I'm wearing a color, I can tell you the name of it.
I honestly don't know how you keep track of any of that.
Is this across the board? Because my only reference is OPI, and those had crazy names.
They have great names.
But every other one has crazy names,
mostly,
too?
Yes. Oh, mostly. Okay. The lip color I'm wearing right now, Summer Sunset.
Well, that's normal.
It's nice, though. It's nice.
Right. But if you said Summer Sunset, I guess I would be picturing something oranges, not
it's
red
pinkish.
Like it is.
It's pinkish.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Okay. So we asked, though, about your nail color. Like, what do you wear? Sandra says, I get French tips, no color. And you know what I've loved about this Facebook and Instagram post? Everybody's sharing the pictures of their nails. I'm loving seeing your nails.
What is a French tip?
White
50
tip.
Cents.
Yeah. Hey! It's a white tip. Sometimes the nail color is pink and the tips are white. Only the tips. They're beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen that. Now I know what you're talking
about. Why do they call them French tips? I've always wondered that.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because they were first seen in France. Oh, yeah. I have no idea. Cindy says her favorite color is what she wears, Gossip Girl or Madam President. Like, look those colors up.
Do you know those two colors?
I don't know those. I maybe have read them before. When you go into a nail salon and you're picking out the color, there are 100 million choices, and I love it. I just love it.
It's a wall of color.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad that's a decision I don't have to make.
I think it's fun. Debbie says, my favorite nail polish is called Jamaica Me Crazy.
Cute. That's cute.
I love this, what Cheryl sent in. She says, I've done Funny Bunny for years. Cheryl, me too.
Yeah.
I love Funny Bunny. It's a very nice neutral color. She says, it's very neutral. I'm a sign language interpreter, so any color would be distracting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a really good point.
How thoughtful of you, Cheryl. How thoughtful. Jesse says, I usually pick a shade of purple, the one I have now, and she sent a picture. It's called Fine Wine. It's so much fun to be a girl sometimes, guys. Sorry. And yeah, Murphy, if you did go and get your nails done and get them painted, you would know the colors.
Right.
You would be able to walk up and say, I am wearing Cajun shrimp.
Okay.
Up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
There is a reboot coming to Amazon Prime Video of the show, the game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Now hold on, because I want to tell you who's in talks to host. It used to be
Jeff Foxworthy,
then John Cena did it for a bit. Did you know that? Didn't know that, did you?
That one.
I think Michael Strahan did it. Peyton Manning may have tried once or twice.
How long did this thing live?
Foxworthy was the first. Now the word is, because this would be a real reboot if he were to accept, Travis Kelce is in talks to host it. I'm thinking, how is he going to have time?
He's not going to have time.
I don't get it.
I don't think so.
It's been offered. I'm sure everything's been offered to him.
Now, maybe Jason Kelce.
Oh, I would love that. See, that's a show I would want to be seeing.
And he's retired, so he's got time.
We think he has time. I've also got news about the Batman.
I'm vengeance.
Robert Pattinson apparently is not done being the Batman. I know.
Even though we are.
It's been, hey. I need to give that a shot because I like Batman no matter what. It's been postponed for a year, but we're going to get the Batman Part 2 starring Robert Pattinson in 2026.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Got a new Snickers about to hit the shelves. Snickers Pecan.
Okay.
Oh.
It's going to be arriving this summer. Now, they put these out briefly online only in 2019, and they sold out like crazy.
I didn't remember that.
Good.
Instead of nuts, it's the same candy bar, just with pecans?
Well, pecans are a nut.
Well, no, I know what I'm saying.
Instead of peanuts.
What did I say?
Instead of nuts.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Yes.
We're going to pick apart your words
Thank
now.
You, yeah.
This is a Snickers that has no nuts.
No, okay.
Yeah. It's called a Milky Way.
Ooh, oh, it's true.
At least it's not a Three Musketeers. Yeah. That's pecans replacing peanuts.
Okay.
It'll be here this
summer. I bet that's delicious.
Yeah.
Because pecans have that way of melting, right?
Yeah, I know, but pecans are one of those ones that's like, sometimes you don't want them in.
Okay.
You know, brownies, keep them out.
All right.
All right, moving on. Murphy, hey, this is for you and me. Steakums. We grew up with Steakums,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did, right? Fastest thing you can throw in a pan.
Beef Steakums. Mm-hmm. Well, now they've got two new flavors. Pork. They're sliced pork this time.
Okay.
Steakums Cuban style.
Oh, nice.
And Steakums Korean barbecue inspired.
Are they?
Wow.
You
Steakums.
Would eat them today? You'd like them?
I didn't say I would eat them.
Okay.
I just said there's new flavors.
Murphy would have that.
I haven't had a Steakum in forever, and I see them in the store all the time.
Yeah, I just remember being amazed at how fast they cook. That's all. Yeah. Whoa, it's done.
Okay.
Go-Gurt yogurt. We got some new flavors and colors coming. They've teamed up with Crayola, so the colors are going to be like
brighter.
The bright and bold. We have strawberry razzmatazz, tropical sun glow.
Man.
So you're looking for the bright colors.
All that kid yogurt.
Yeah.
Just reminds me of a time and place.
Yeah. And I don't know if y'all have tried Colonel Seasons before.
No.
It's the shaker for the popcorn.
Oh, yes, I have tried it. I know that's what
it's
called.
I have a parm garlic one that's really,
really good.
They got some new flavors coming out. Salt and pepper.
Okay.
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll, got it.
And roasted garlic butter.
I need to get some of those for you, Murphy.
Some sweet and some savory, yeah.
Although, salt and pepper, I mean...
When I was a child, I had a relative who used to put salt and pepper on popcorn.
Yeah.
Never had it before. And it was like,